Because 113 generations of Jews lit candles for 8 days and prayed. No doubt a miracle, flames in earthen jars. Nor could they, spangled abroad like lonely stars, inter their music or cull their recitations. Each cantillated word is death delayed. Some memories are miracles. The jars empty, yet dancing with light. The generations touched also by fire, burning like distant stars. History twinkling with their recitations, lest words be forgotten and the future die. They prayed on their way naked to the oven. They prayed resting by Babylon's stagnant waters. They delayed reeling into memory's end, the earthen jars aflame with words, afire with recitations. In words, their mountains, their rivers, deserts, stars, nations flowing toward silence, the generations ebbing into darkness with candles. They delay. Granted, they seem strange. Their recitations are as alien as Aztec chants. The empty jars burning in the temple, the scattered stars returning eagerly each night. Whose prayers delayed interment in darkness? Which sunless soul prayed earnestly enough to light the stars? Long has this love been born by their generation. Memories need candles. The recitations of children are like black meadows of fragrant stars, mirroring the eyes of generations. Eventually, memories end. The sightless stars like coal dust blown across the darkness, the jars like unattended stones. God once delayed 8 days the death of light. The people prayed. Now night awaits the last of their recitations.